Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power? Feel the power of Double XI.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. A little something like that. Put your hands together. Put your hands together.
Welcome to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. Let's get ready for an encouraging word from our radio talk show host, Pastor Falana.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the award-winning Christian radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your host, your neighborhood pastor, Pastor Falana. You are listening to Bonafide Talk via the link that I sent out to everyone, or you're listening to the archive on the Positive Power XXI Network, or you are listening to the archive on the I Am Superwoman Radio Network, or you are listening to the show live on the website that was just created by my web team, bftmproductions.online. Hey, just speaking of that, I just found out a couple of days ago that my baby, Bonafide Talk, has been nominated for the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. I'm so excited. God is just doing this. I am so happy and was so pleasantly surprised to find that out. Bonafide Talk family, none of this would be possible if it weren't for you, the Lord listeners. I humbly thank you, Bonafide Talk family. Family, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you. Dear God, we thank you for the divine protection and direction. Dear God, we see that there is a lot of crazy things that are going on in the world today, but God, we know that you are able. And that while we lean on you, you won't let us fall. You tell us in Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people will perish. We ask, dear God, that you give us the strength, dear God, to follow your vision for our lives in the midst of these challenging times. God, we ask that you please protect this radio broadcast from any interference, technology-wise or in any other kind of way. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the church say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we sacrifice many things for the sake of family, love, interests, our jobs, any number of things. But don't you know that there is no bigger sacrifice than the sacrifice that Jesus made when he died on the cross? Thank you, God. Thank you. Glory be to God. His sacrifice, Father God. God, thank you, God. Wow. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, December 22nd of last year, Second Miracles International, along with myself and Bonafide Talk, put on a Christmas concert tour drive extravaganza at a church in Lynchburg, Virginia. Amazing and talented artists performed at the event. It was wonderful, and I'm still hearing feedback from the founder of Zephyr, the notorious Chittle, the entertainer, that the audience has had a great time at the extravaganza. Hey, our featured guest, GUSTS, for tonight's Bonafide Talk. Set the church on fire, you hear me? Sister Tremeka graced us with her skills. Y'all, this sister can sing. Not sing, but y'all know how we say it. She can sing. Her voice, ladies and gentlemen, literally welcomed the Holy Spirit into that church that evening. And then her husband, Father God, Dr. Robert Peterson, set it off in there with a wonderful word from God. I'm going to go ahead and read you guys the bios on the Dr. Robert Peterson, his husband, pastor, and evangelist for God's kingdom. He has studied Masters of Art in Pastoral Ministry and Counseling at Liberty University. He has studied Master of Arts in Theology at Liberty University. And his queen, the queen of Dr. Peterson's life, his wife, Miss Tremeka Love Peterson, she sings like an angel. She is currently a Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant. Since September 2017. So, ladies, if you want to do a makeover and tighten up on the beauty tip, Tremeka Peterson is definitely your go-to for that, okay? She also, 2018, earned her Master's of Arts in Christian Ministry at Liberty University. She also has a degree from Liberty University in Master's of Business Administration. She has a Bachelor's of Science in Accounting from Strayer University, class of 2012, and she went to Wolverston Community College class of 2008. Hey, the Petersons are educated couple and love the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the dynamic duo of gospel guys, Dr. Robert Peterson and his queen, Sister Tremeka Love Peterson. Hey, guys, welcome to Bonafide Talk. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing good. Thank you.
I'm glad. I truly consider it an honor to have the two of you on Bonafide Talk. I really do. So now, how long have the two of you been married, Aunt Tremeka?
Been married going on 10 years.
Oh, that's cool. Robert, how did you and Tremeka meet?
We actually met in college.
Okay.
We met in college.
University?
No, we met actually at Brooklyn County Community College.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, very good. So now, Tremeka, when did you realize that you had the gift to sing?
From childhood, my parents said my first song was in the supermarket when I used to sing that my dad loved me. But
oh.
Yeah, I just sing early on in life in the church choir.
That's beautiful. Now, Sister Tremeka, I just learned from your husband prior to our going on the air that you're working on your first single, that you are now in the studio. Yay! You got a girl.
Thank you.
That is awesome. So, when do you have they given you an ETA as to when your single will be released yet?
Not yet. We're trying out several songs just to see which one would be like the one to release as a single. So we haven't decided just yet when everything's coming out, but you'll definitely be hearing from it during the summer and the fall. We'll have some things out for you guys.
Cool. Hey, let me get that. I'll definitely play it and put it in rotation, okay? You're welcome. Absolutely. Brother Robert, when did you realize that you were destined to be an evangelist / motivational speaker, sir?
Well, actually, growing up in the church, and older mother of the church just walked to me and said, "Son, you're going to carry the gospel." And I ran for a very, very long time, but then around the age, I came in around the age of about 26, 27. And when I finally gave in, still I did more evangelism than anything. And God just made me where I have been, and and I've been going strong ever since.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I think that that's characteristic of many of us, Robert, because I ran too. I ran for years, and after a while, you just have to surrender, you know? But I tell you what, Mr. and Mrs. Ross, you guys are a prime example of persons who follow the vision that God has given for your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stop right there and go into a quick commercial break, okay? If you would, go ahead and get your Bibles and something to write with, because you know how we do. We have a great praise and worship. We have a great time, but most importantly, we do keep things biblically bona fide, right? So when we return, we will dive right into the show topic, "With No Vision, People Will Perish." Hold tight. We will be right back.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Welcome back to the award-winning Bonafide Talk, everyone. Our featured guests for this evening are Dr. Robert Peterson and his queen, Sister Tramika Love Peterson. Hey, let's welcome them back to Bonafide Talk, guys, the Bonafide Talk. Thank you. Bonafide Talk family, let us please go to Proverbs 29, verse 18, okay? We're going to Proverbs 29, verse 18, and it reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." So, Sister Tramika, what comes to your mind regarding Proverbs 29, 18, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he"?
To me, it's just like driving down a highway blindfolded. If you don't have any vision, you are just guaranteed to die. And God's word is that light that provides that vision for us so that we can be happy and prosperous.
Beautiful. Dr. Robert, I'm going to ask you the same question, sir. What comes to your mind regarding Proverbs 29, verse 18, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he"?
Well, first, let's deal with the word perish there for a moment. The word perish comes from the Hebrew word, and it means to perish in a text. But it also literally means to uncover, to run wild, or to loop. Because that means that you're running in a particular direction without no guide whatsoever, and you're just running straight, and you don't know what it is that you're going to come in contact with.
There
all
we
the
go.
While,
go ahead. All the while. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but all the while at the same time, because we have no particular direction, and we don't know which direction we're going. Therefore, we're liable to come in contact with anything, and that is when also when I look at the perishing part, we also have to also look at the vision, the vision part as well, because there's two types of people in life. There are the visionary people and there are the reactionary people. The reactionary people are considered to be people that basically, they don't reply to revelation, but they're people that just react to circumstances as they arrive. So that means that basically when things happen, the first thing they do is they react, and they react blindfolded. But then when we're dealing with a person that's a visionary, the visionary is an individual that relies on the revelation and that God the Father has given them, that they're able to walk into or to walk in. And whenever we realize that as the people of God and above all as humanity, when we realize those two things and when to put which particular one into perspective, we're able to do and fulfill the God's purpose for our life. Because if we go back to the book of St. John 18 and verse 10, we see that Simon Peter had a sword in his hand when he was walking with Jesus. And when these soldiers came up to Jesus, instead of letting Jesus have the situation, Simon Peter all of a sudden takes out his sword, he draws his sword, and then he smokes and he cuts off the ear of the high priest servant. But one of the things about Jesus, because of his grace and mercy, he saw everything that took place, and he put the ear back on the man, and he healed the soldier. And see, and that shows us right there that if we're walking according to God's will, God will handle the circumstance, and all we have to do is just rely totally on him. Furthermore, as we think about back with Simon Peter, yes, Simon Peter did make that particular mistake, but as a person that was a reactionary, but Peter became a visionary in the book of Acts chapter 9 and verse 12.
That
Peter received the revelation from God. After Peter received that revelation, Acts chapter 10 verses 9 through 12, after receiving that revelation, Peter all of a sudden began to stand on God's word. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was able to move forward and do what thus says the Lord. And I believe as the people of God that there are three things in which we should be able to do in order to walk in the vision that God has for us. First, we should begin to pray, and we should stand in prayer and believe God.
Amen.
And believe God for an answer. And that is the result of preparation for the vision. Two, we should also allow ourselves to be illuminated through the vision in which God has given us. So that means that God has given us a vision, and after God has given us a vision through by seeking his face, we shall receive an answer. And then three, we shall also receive the confirmation of the vision in which God has given us, because God is going to prove and he's going to bring into format in a good fashion everything that he has in store for us as the people of God. And that is where it goes back to the book of Hosea, where it says that where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that in the book of Hosea, he says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So if we're willing as the people of God, or even as humanity, if we are just willing to plant the seed of knowledge of the word of God within the inside of us, there's a harvest of a great harvest of the things that he promised shall come forth and be manifest in our life as his people.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, both responses were bona fide talk. Wow. This is what I hear, guys, when I absorb the scripture. I guess technically what I hear is probably where a beginning point, if you will, okay? The vision is the vision that God gave us. The vision is to worship him and do what he mandates that we do. The vision is to follow his commandments. If some of you aren't sure where to find the Ten Commandments, that's cool. I got you. You can go to either Exodus 20, verses 1 through 20, or in Deuteronomy 5, verses 21. When all of our personal goals are God-focused, whether your personal goals are to build a solid family, be the best parent you can be the best employee that you can be the best business person you can be the best student you can be. Whatever your vision is, baby, if you center your vision around God and his commandments, let me say that again. If you center your vision around God and his commandments, if you center your lifestyle around God and his commandments, you will win, not one time, but every time. And that right there again, baby, is bona fide talk again. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, follow the vision that God has laid out before you in the Bible. You tell that old devil that he is a liar. Then you give God praise for the vision he left us, because he is worthy to be praised. Then you hold on. Amen. The next song that I'm about to play will break it all down to you. Here is Holding On by gospel recorder artist Neva Ford Nations.
Sometimes you get tired of being sick and tired. Now you tell that old devil that he is a liar. And then you give God the praise because he is worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus.
That is so smooth to me, guys. That, again, that is holding on by Gospel Corner artist, Me Before Nation. Wow, guys, we are towards the end of this episode of Bonafide Talk. We at BFTM Productions sincerely thank the dynamic duo of the gospel, Dr. Robert Peterson and First Lady Tamika Love Peterson, for being the featured guest on Bonafide Talk. Now, Sister Tamika, we talked about your single. Dr. Peterson, can you brief our listeners on the book you are writing and when it will hit the press and put it up for purchase?
Yes. Actually, my book is called God People Fall Down, But They Get Up. And the book actually will be released on about February 15th, so the day after Valentine's Day. It will be available on the website, and I will definitely keep you guys posted. I got the final copy in, and I got the okay. So what I would do is I would definitely get back in contact with you, and I will, let you know what company I'm working with and what the website will be that you can go to in order to be able to order my book. This is the first book. It's not the price that I put on is really, really not that expensive, so it's very inexpensive. And there's also the ebook version as well. And that book is good, and I will be back on in order to discuss that. Also, I'm also finishing up a women's 21-day journal. So, ladies, that's something to do. Yes, and it's really, really good, and I think it's very encouraging, giving women, just empowering women to continue to seek God in all that they do. And that will be out no later than this summer.
Okay. Wow, a lot of wonderful things are happening for you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the dynamic duo of the gospel. Well, guys, there it is. This is the end of tonight's episode of the award-winning Bonafide Talk, and we're out. And as always, keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk. Bye. See you guys next Sunday.
Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power? Feel the power. A double XI.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. A little something like that. Put your hands together. Put your hands together.